Thank you, President. And I do apologise for taking the floor once again, but I think that some of the comments made just require a little clarification. I fully agree with the Ambassador of India that all delegations have the right to present and submit documents. I think this was something that was lengthily discussed in the conference previously, and I do hope that we've made progress in that area, at least. In fact, thanks to the reflection of the Ambassador of India, I realised that in my proposal on paragraph 23, it didn't reflect document 2328 or 2321 because neither of those documents was considered at the meeting of the 5th. I think it was on the 5th. Let me also take this opportunity to say that I do think we are close to consensus, and I fully share the view of our distinguished colleague from Australia. Therefore, the structure of paragraph 17 is so important because it separates what delegations said from what the conference does. On more than one occasion, and if you like, we can look through all the records with colleagues, very many delegations in this room have said that a document does not enjoy consensus. And I recall that my delegation on more than one occasion has said this to a president here over the past 2 years, that this programme of work presented did not enjoy consensus. And I recall on more than one occasion that a president at the time, not listening to words from the delegations, decided to submit that document for decision. So we have to separate the two. What delegations say is one thing, and that is why the Cuban proposal said delegations expressed their points of view on this issue, and that is reflected in the minutes. Nobody should be concerned if a delegation says that a document does not enjoy consensus, because the practice in this conference on disarmament is that the president of the conference on disarmament decides whether he or she is going to submit a document for adoption, regardless of what any member delegation says. So, in fact, I wasn't actually there in the meeting on the 5th, but I listened back to the meeting, and my question would be, following practice, was the document established 24 hours in advance for discussion? Because we've had lengthy discussions in the CD saying to the presidents that to adopt a document, it needs to be tabled, it needs to be given an official number. Delegations need to be informed 24 hours in advance to be able to take action on the document. And I don't know whether that happened or not, but I think we need to separate the two points of view. Some states have said in this room that the document enjoys consensus or does not enjoy consensus as regards the decision taken by the president at that time to proceed to adoption or not. I think these are two completely different points, as I say, and I think that paragraph 17 does reflect that, and that is why Cuba, with a view to seeking an understanding, will propose to follow the wording that we had agreed upon by consensus in 17. The first point is that delegates reflected their points of view and expressed their views, and that is reflected. And the second point is something we perhaps need to think about more. In paragraph 17, it says that, however, despite these efforts, the conference, not member states, the conference did not succeed in reaching consensus. So we need to see, it's not just because all states spoke that this is what the president said. I remember a president saying, well, I see there's no consensus, but I propose that we do not submit this document for adoption, precisely so as not to break the consensus and so that there's no reflection of that in the report. So I think that we all would uphold this. If a document were presented and there was no consensus and somebody raised their flag to say, I oppose the consensus on adoption of this document, formally speaking, then that would be reflected. But if not, I don't think we need to go any further than what is politically correct or incorrect that is stated by a country. I think the idea here particularly is to defend and uphold gender as well. And I think that if a document is examined and discussed, it might be that this year there's no consensus on it, but there might be next year. It's something different to say that there was no consensus at all. So now, I don't know whether the English speakers can help on this, but it's very clear in Spanish, the fact that the consensus was not reached, saying that there was no consensus, or consensus was not reached. So I did go back, as I say, to listen. I've already been back in Geneva for 48 hours, but I think it's important to distinguish between what delegations say and what the president does and says after the conclusion of the debate. And what the president says is what should be reflected in the last version. So we do have consensus on some things that would enable us to find a solution, and the delegation of Cuba is in your hands to support you in finding